You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
And we're What's her name again?
Adele Dazeem.
Oh.
Adele Dazeem.
If you didn't catch that reference, we'll talk about that later.
Sounds like you're not gonna
Hey guys! Welcome to another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, Season 6, Episode 2. And it is RuPaul's Big Opening Part 2. I am Kenny Harrison. Joining me tonight are the lovely.
I'm Jasmine Corks. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my Travolta name. I'm Jacqueline Borowski.
Next to Jackie.
Tommy Mazur.
Also known as.
Tony Moore.
And.
Cameron Marston.
Boo! You didn't follow suit.
I didn't have it either, so. And in the booth, we have the lovely.
Roy Zahari.
Hey there. And I have to say.
She's cute, you guys.
She is
She's
cute.
She's actually really cute.
I have to say. Oh, and by the way, happy Mardi Gras. For Woo-hoo! Those of you who celebrate,
I'm wearing
Mardi
a mask.
Gras.
For those people who are on iTunes,
Jackie made us show our boobs to her to get.
I saw a lot of boobs.
I didn't. I just got handed these. I ain't had to show nothing.
Oh,
it's because he was late.
Oh, the shade.
Boom, there it is.
Shade already.
She just grew a humongous palm.
Before we start, I would like to welcome the viewers. Thank you for joining us. If you're with us live, call us. With your comments. Also,
oh, we read your comments, by the way.
Well, if you're watching live, call us with your comments. If you're watching us on YouTube, leave us a comment because
they leave them.
I respond to some of them. I would like to publicly thank. We have some returning.
Pink Dolphins.
Pinky.
We are so glad you've hated us for so long. and we love you. I mean, I think you kind of love us.
No tea, no shade.
Yeah.
All tea, all shade.
There's some returning people. Fadi, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name right. Jay Nivens. Joe 691020. I know some of you people are returning, and Sergio. There's a couple other returners. Thank you for commenting.
I know you watch sometimes.
Yeah.
Walk on, brother.
Love you.
And also, iTunes, thanks for downloading us. Okay, so. What do we think of this episode? I personally loved
it. It was much better than the last
episode. Yeah, I like this episode better.
This group was by far had more personality, in my opinion. More talent.
They were all funny.
And they were funny.
They were really funny.
Who was your favorite?
Mine would have to be Bianca Del Rio.
Jackie?
Courtney Act.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm kind of liking Trinity.
Oh, interesting. I actually like all three of those.
Okay, I was going to wear this the whole show, but now I'm cross-eyed.
See, I told you.
I'm cross-eyed. It's making me cross-eyed.
It's natural. Like... It's okay.
we all got wonky eyes here.
So, we start the episode. The new seven enter the party, or the end of the party. Mm-hmm. And I actually like the looks of just about all of them this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? What was your favorite entrance this week?
Favorite entrance?
Yeah.
I didn't. Oh, Courtney, because she was funny. She walked in and was like, "Is this America's Next Top Model?" And then she literally ran.
Right.
And then she ran. It was cute. I liked it.
Did you like what she had on?
She reminded me of a little Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Like she was given real fish. I just, you know, got this dress from Forever 21 and came into the drags.
Okay, so I was watching the show earlier today with my coworker Isabel, who's also one of the hosts, an AfterBuzz host for another show. And her comment was that Courtney Act looked too much like a real woman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's going to hinder her as far as the a drag competition?
I'm glad you asked that, Kenny. No, I do think that she has, there's a higher expectation from her. I think the bar is set high for her specifically because she's so well known. And I think she kind of got some of that from Michelle Visage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be a little bit
harder
for her.
See, I'm not the only one who fucks up Michelle.
Versace, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, good. Michelle Versace.
What do you two think?
I actually, I'm not normally a person who really loves Fishy Queens, but I think because she owns it and she is like, her personality is so vibrant that I really appreciate that about her. And I don't think, to me, it's not a big deal that she looks so much like a quote unquote real woman. I think that's her shtick. And as long as she stays true to her personality, I think it'll work.
I think the challenge for her is going to be able to go outside of that. Because I think there are certain challenges where, great, you know, you can pull off, you know, fish realness, but then there are going to be times where you're going to have to go outside of that box, and that's going to be her challenge, is if she can go outside of, you know, realness.
Got it.
And not to contradict Tony, I think that's actually the challenge for me, is going to be her trying to confine herself. I think she's uber talented. It's kind of evident that she's multifaceted in what she can do. So I think kind of reining it in and being specific in the challenges for this type of show might be a little hard for her. She's big. She's larger than life. She definitely has that kind of character. Right on.
Okay. Yeah. What do we think about the other queens, Trinity?
I thought Trinity was going to be beautiful, yeah, but I thought she was going to be another Tyra. But Tyra not in a good way. Because I think when we first met Tyra, we just thought she was going to be boring, like really pretty girl, but boring. And she kind of came in that way. I was like, oh my gosh, her look was like very Atlanta, down south. And then she started to speak with Bianca, and she was like, interesting. And I was like, ooh, this is crickets. She's going to be a cute girl who
lacks personality.
Yeah. I actually like her asides as a boy. I think she's actually entertainingly funny.
There's a lot of trade on this show. A lot of trade.
Explain.
What trade is?
Yes.
For those of you who don't know what trade is, how do you explain trade?
I'm asking you.
Trade is like, you know, a boy, but... Oh, it's manly boy, like not feminine, like man. That's trade. But okay. They just so happen to be of a homosexual persuasion.
Okay.
Butch queen.
There you go.
And then butch queen.
The more you know.
And shooting star. I love it. Okay, so Jocelyn Fox.
Tammy Brown in the making.
Okay.
I don't know if I would say that. I don't know.
Her legs are sick.
Though. Yeah, but I find...
Like, Tammy Brown to me has more... Maybe it's just because I haven't seen enough of Jocelyn, but I feel like Tammy Brown has more personality, and Tammy Brown is definitely weirder than Jocelyn.
But I think we saw a tish of the weirdness with Jocelyn. It's starting to come out with the giggle and just how she is and the one-liners.
Again, I find that a little annoying.
I don't know. I think Tammy Brown was... purposeful, right?
Yeah, that's. I would agree with Cam, because I feel like Tammy Brown does the weird stuff and she knows what she's doing.
She's intellectually
whereas
quirky.
I think this one is just quirky. Yeah, Jocelyn is just quirky, like the knowing what a quinceanera was and
51. I thought it was hilarious. I find her a little forgettable. I kind of forget that she was with this group of seven, which was. I mean, that's why they broke it down into two groups, so you know who everyone is. And she kind of just was like, bleh.
That's why I got problems with names, people. If you're not interesting, I forget it.
What do we think of Milk?
I like her versatility.
Okay.
Just right off the bat. I think that she is going to bring you a different form of drag.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's not campy, it's not glamorous, it's not androgynous, but it's something of a mix.
I think club kids fall under the umbrella of drag.
Oh, club
it's very
kid.
Over the top, OTT, trying too hard, TTH. The whole fake gap.
LOL.
You know, I think she's going to definitely bring some edge to the show. I actually saw
a little bit of Sharon Needles in her.
A little bit.
I saw like if Sharon Needles and Detox had a baby, I feel like it would be Milk.
That's an interesting.
That is interesting, actually, now that you say that. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Moving on to Magnolia Crawford.
When she first arrived, and I'm sure our opinion will change as the episode goes on.
What are you talking about?
I thought she was just going to come in and be another just funny queen who, you know, has potential and talent like everyone else. As the episode went on, we got a totally different side.
I wrote, trash queen, no, bored. I get it, but I'm bored.
I love that you wrote that.
I did.
Jackie takes notes, if you haven't noticed. Notes. She takes notes.
Notes.
Yeah. I thought she was funny, but I thought Bianca Del Rio is just going to be...
naturally funny.
Yes. I love her,
but
like, from the jump.
I think Bianca is funny, but you have to be not sensitive to a person like that. And already I'm getting a sense that the queens are like, okay, girl, you're too much.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. I'm like, she is funny, but with the whole like Rolodex of jokes thing, I just feel like she's pushing it too hard. It's like, it's even like the concept of having a Rolodex of jokes. It's like you're trying to get out jokes that you can like sell to people.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's all like a cover up for something underneath that
we've
seen.
She's self-proclaimed an insult queen, insult comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have like to be doing it all the time. I don't want to hear Insult the Comic Dog every time I go on to RuPaul's Drag Race.
I think it works for this show, though. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons why I watch.
The library remains open.
Yeah, and it's always open. And every time she opened her mouth, I laughed out loud, literally. And it was, you know, it's funny.
I think watching Untucked, it gave me a better appreciation for her, because in the regular show, it seemed like she was constantly ripping with no like intellectual... sense of humanity as well. So in Untucked, you kind of see her intellectualized, so it balanced her out.
I could see that.
Yeah. I think she's just on. Like, you know, a person who's just...
they're just always
on. And lastly, we had Darianne Lake, 24, Rochester, New York.
So funny, she's the audience pick.
Yeah.
The fan favorite.
Yeah. So she came in. And the show, the editing... is what makes this show, and also the sound effects. And I kind of didn't need the whole boom, boom, boom as she was walking out.
But she made fun of herself. She's
I know.
You know, widen the doorways and reinforce the stage.
And I appreciate that. But, you know, come on.
She's much better than the last audience pick, whose name I can't even remember because she went home the very beginning.
Penetration.
Penetration. I thought you were talking about Kelly.
Oh, wait. That was season 5, right?
Yeah, that was last season.
Yeah.
And Penetration was the audience.
The fan favorite.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean. Yeah. She was a fan There's favorite. A and that's the thing. It's like, I have a hard time remembering, like, I pick my favorites, and I try not to go into this. Like, you know some of the queens because of media and being around in Hollywood and things like that. But I try not to go in researching too much into it so that I don't have a favorite, even though it inevitably sometimes happens. But then it's like, if you're forgettable, you're forgettable. You're here to take the stage. You're here to be the next drag superstar. If you're not here being the next drag superstar, give people a good reason to remember you, not a shitty one like...
exactly.
Like, what's her face who left today?
Our notes.
Magnolia Carter. Sorry, I forgot your name. Sorry, not sorry.
So, I have a question for you guys. After seeing the 14 contestants, do you think that... the casting of the show is formulaic. Yes. Meaning, I wrote down, you have a big fish, Asian fish, real fish, black fish.
Red fish, blue fish?
Latin
fish.
Fish,
two fish.
Real fish. Do you think that every season, because it seems like it almost every season has one of those.
I'm sure
it needs to be diverse.
I'm sure they have a base niche that they try and fill.
Right. But... do you think that adds into like the whole, like my biggest gripe about the show is that it's too calculated. Do you think that adds into the calculation of the show?
I don't think so. I think it's with any casting of any show, you want to make sure you have a, you know, broad spectrum of different types of people. I feel like they don't go into this thinking, okay, we need to cast a black person, we need to cast a... And then when the casting tapes come in, they group them all together and do like that. I think it's just... I don't know. I think they just go after, you know, what they need to make sure that they have a wide range of people.
Interesting. Okay. I was just curious. So we're going to the mini challenge, and...
I love this mini challenge!
It was much better than the last one, but I still...
12 times better.
I still... Here's my thing... I still want to see queens, like, not get hazed. That's the wrong thing to say. But I still
Because we all know Jackie's not a bully.
No, I'm not a bully. And I just want to see them have more of a challenge, I suppose. Because it's like, you got some feathers. That's the one of the real challenges is, like, seeing this for them try and tackle something that's completely out of left wing.
But you have to think about it. before they added the feathers in the pillow fight, it was kind of boring to just be sexy. Then you add the pillow, the feathers going everywhere. Now your challenge is you have all this stuff going on. You have all these feathers going. And how are you going to now make this photo amazing?
Couldn't they add like colored rain or something? I feel like
black rain. Why I gotta be black?
Jackie wants him to run around in the desert or in the jungle. Dodging.
Yes, dodging like
animals
bullets.
And bullets.
You know what they could do? They could film it on RuPaul's boyfriend's ranch.
Yes.
That's like 7,500,000 acres.
That's what I want to see. I want to see some queens riding cows.
And turn Drag Race into the Hunger Games.
I was just about to say that. Drag Race, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
That's going to be season 7.
It'll be Hunger Games / Survivor.
That's what I want to see.
So, I mean, I don't think we should go through all the photos. I think Courtney Act was my favorite to watch.
Yes!
Her and Trinity.
Trinity was good, too. Mm-hmm. I think Courtney Act just had more fun. I like the fact that
Trinity looked nervous but gave a good picture.
Right. And also...
I don't think she looked nervous.
She looked nervous.
Like, no, I think she killed it. I thought she
No, I think
great.
She killed it in the end result, but I think going into it, I felt like maybe there was just me.
She was oozing sex. Even before the feathers came out, she was like... Now, I mean, something like that. I mean, not exactly.
I still wish they could do, like, they used to do this on Top Model where they show everyone's final picture. I don't think we got every. We got, like, some of them.
Well, we got that in Untucked.
No, we did still. It wasn't everyone.
It was best and worst. Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't everyone.
And for some reason, they didn't. Yeah, they did.
Like,
it was their best and worst.
And worst, yeah.
I didn't think it was everyone's. Tweet me if you think everyone was.
There were some that they didn't show the worst. Or maybe not, or either or. There were some that they only showed the worst.
But like they didn't show Trinity's best because she won, so they showed her worst.
Her worst, yeah. Oh. Because we saw her best.
Right.
Yeah.
But she won.
I want to comment on RuPaul's pink suit. I absolutely loved it. I want one of my own.
She reminded me of a cupcake.
I thought it was amazing.
Sprinkles. Oh, wait. A little thing that I loved was at the very beginning of the show when the last week's queens were there. And they were talking and all that. And she came in. And she was like, now go to bed. I like that. I thought that was cool.
I also like that they came in. They clearly weren't told that it was being split up. Just like the other queens weren't being told. So when they came in, they were like, why has the workroom got crap all over it?
Well, and there's supposed to be more chicks?
I actually thought that they were going to be there when the new 7 came in.
Yes.
And then RuPaul picked her head out.
Instead, we had the showdown at the OK Corral, which I loved that last like clip with the two sets of queens. Like, I hope there's a group against
I actually, since we jumped to that, which is totally fine with me, I actually would like to see the whole season play out in two groups.
Mm-hmm.
And like kind of Survivor, like where you have one, their whatever competition, whatever challenge they have, they're in that group and there's nothing you can do about it. And then they have the two groups. Whoever wins the challenge, just you know, they all stay, and then the loser, one of them goes home. Like I would like to see that,
but we saw that downfall in All Stars when they got paired up.
But that's a little different. I mean, you have two groups. You know what I mean? It's like the next challenge, if it's an acting challenge, or you know, they all like have this, you know, two groups or whatever. Every week that somebody from one group, the losing group, has to go home. I think it would be quite interesting.
It would be, but I think it would be so unfair, especially for their first round. Because I mean, true, but I mean, just imagine you put all this work in, and then now you're dependent on six other people to make sure you make it to the top.
But it also forces them
to be better.
Because you're
talking about a group.
I agree. Yeah,
like a losing group, and somebody from
it's that top. Because I think group number two that we saw this week by far is the better of the two groups.
The heavy hitter.
If they were to do it that way. Mm. And so if they were to lose a challenge as a group, it would be interesting for TV-wise to see one of them go home and how that process would play out as opposed to how we've always seen it. You know, I feel like it'll add more to the show.
But even with that, my thought was who maybe in the group last week would have done better in the challenge this week? Did anyone else think that, or was it just me?
I kind of thought about that.
I didn't think about that,
but now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Who would you think would have
I mean, there are tons of variables too, though, because then you're thinking about the fact that they have in this one they have the different parties versus having the TV shows, and it's like, well, what if this person got this party, they might be able to do really well, versus this person, what if they got this TV show, they might have done better.
Yeah.
But the way, and RuPaul, I actually asked this asked this question last week about explaining how, obviously we're going into the main challenge where they're given a box and they're supposed to take whatever's in that box and make a high fashion couture dress. That doesn't necessarily have to do with the, like, it didn't necessarily have to be a hoedown. Mm-hmm. And it didn't necessarily have to be a toga party. It's just taking that whatever's in that box and making a high couture gown or outfit or whatever. And excuse me. And I last week I was a little misled because I thought that whatever they had to wear had to be the theme of the show.
I would have liked that though. Like I, as a viewer, I would like, because I think it's a harder challenge if you have to make it couture and make it reference something and make it you.
Right.
Like you have these three different layers. So I would have liked it better if more people, and you know, some people last week did few people, but like some people tried
like
to make
one.
It, yeah. reference winner. Both. And then like in this one, I still feel like some people made it reference both, which I appreciate. It's like if you can make it reference you, if you can make it couture, if you can make it still kind of seem along with the party lines.
Right.
I would have liked to have seen that, like achieve different levels.
Agreed. So Trinity K. Benet won the mini challenge. She got to distribute the boxes. Mm-hmm. Milk got toga, real quick. Trinity, she chose a princess for herself. Jocelyn got quinceañera, and I can't really pronounce that either, sorry.
But at least you know what it is.
I know. Darianne got St. Patty's Day. Bianca Del Rio got the luau. Courtney got the Republican Party. And Magnolia got hold down.
Hold down at the shoulder.
Can we, just down. 1 second, who was the person, and I know you said this to me beforehand, was it Jocelyn who was like having the longest problem untucking? And they're like viewing him for a long time. And I was like, what is this?
That's exactly what it was. He was, well, I have questions about that too. Cause
I was like, we're taking
his
a long
outfit,
about tucking?
Well, that, we've already discussed tucking seasons ago. And who was
like
it? Courtney?
Oh, hi,
Courtney. Courtney Stewart was, had a question about tucking and we gave her a demonstration. But,
Cam's saying
can
no.
you do that on you can oh, do that
no
on
they did not
we were audio only
private demonstration
vivid description
but both outfits, the one that she walked in the very beginning and her runway, she literally had nothing on, and I'm wondering,
riding up,
is it that small that it didn't really have to be tucked, or how are you like are you rolling it inside the
She's wrapping it with an ace bandage.
But it didn't look like it was that much. It didn't look like it was much there, in my opinion.
We can see where Kenny's focus is.
No, I was cute. Well,
you could see her butt cheeks when she came in.
And
I mean,
in Untucked, when they were doing the twerking, I'm kind of upset that that didn't make the final cut of the episode.
Yes.
You can see that all her junk was out and there was really no bulges or.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was rating twerking, too. I'm, like, writing it down. I'm like, why am I doing this?
So make a comment if you have answers to my questions, because obviously these three don't.
I just got a big question mark.
I'm not going to talk about how big or small her penis is.
Which is actually how we started this show.
That's not in your notes?
Oh,
what?
No notes?
No.
About penis size?
Palm trees. No.
So, back on track. Track? We had we're going to the main stage, and our guest judge was Khloe Kardashian.
Bored.
Her pussy is large and in charge.
And apparently makes camel toe. I mean, like, what is this?
I was actually pretty fascinated when she started talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you watch the Kardashian show, which I have like twice in my life, it seems like that's all they talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else are they going to talk about?
That's a good point.
Okay. So,
World Peace.
I don't
know.
Ooh.
Speaking of tucking.
Speaking of size.
So, RuPaul came out and
again
with her. She only does blonde, right?
Mostly.
No,
she's
colored wigs.
She's done other color.
She's done some colors.
I don't ever recall her doing
dark. Even next week is going to be a grayish black. like,
I'm gonna see that.
I would love to see her with like finger waves and a tight bomb or something, tight whatever.
Something different.
Mm.
And her
silver
dress.
I did not like this
dress.
It was very similar to last week.
That's what I thought. I thought it was actually the same dress, and then I had to go back and rewatch it.
It's different. But same material.
So
and Michelle Visage killed a bird and then stapled it to her because she had some sort of like bird thing here. And this is coming from someone who's wearing like a bird mask on their head. And she had like
that's
a
why you
situation.
Wore it.
Yeah. For my girl Michelle Visage. Michelle Visage. She had like a bird thing here and bird things on her hand.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Which Go ahead. No.
Because I'm gonna move.
I was going to segue into her talking about, what's her face?
Who?
Jocelyn and her busy outfit on the runway.
Go ahead, Tony.
What were you going to talk about?
Well, I don't know if it's
tell
me.
Her brother.
Does anyone else realize that there's a tiff or beef between Michelle
and
Santino?
I told you guys last week.
Yeah.
Told you.
Like, I'm starting to see it more and more.
Mm-hmm. I saw it last week when every time Santino talked, you get Michelle does this or she makes a face and then vice versa. Mm-hmm. And you, I think it was you who said that, you know, they play it towards the camera. And
well, they're also, they're not agreeing either. Yeah. I mean, I think
Michelle will always make an effort to counter whatever he says.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And I actually like that.
Love it.
So
noise
on the runway we had, let's go down the list, Bianca. Who, by the way... we talked about sewing and knowing how to sew. She knows how to sew.
She works for a Broadway costume company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I had nothing but high expectations. I was like,
and
you
she
better
came through.
Win.
She came through.
And she
costume
did.
Was sickening.
Yeah.
But
she
looked like
amazing.
Fifi's auntie with that makeup.
Yeah.
Fifi's auntie.
She was given 1960s Hawaiian queen realness pageant.
She was giving Chiquita banana realness.
Straight from the pageant.
Oh my God, she does look like the girl. If all she needed was like the banana thing, and she could have
Chiquita
like.
Chiquita banana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that Hawaiian?
No.
Oh.
Are bananas in Hawaii? Pineapples.
No, bananas.
Coconuts.
Nuts.
Big coconuts. Big hairy coconuts.
Big
palm trees.
That's
for you, Audrey.
But yeah, I agree with their read about her makeup, but the costume was amazing.
No.
But I mean, that's going to be her makeup. Like she's.
Yeah.
You know. There's nothing.
But I want to see that you have eyeballs.
Well,
she looks like a panda.
Rewind, because they made a comment about being clowns. Yeah. And Trinity was like, no, I'm not a clown. Right. I mean, I wrote that down as one of the clownfish. That was my funny joke that
aww.
I failed to say.
Epic.
And I think that, I think it's true. I think that may be who she is. And do you think that she should change because...
No, but I also think there's a way to do really stagey makeup and have your eyes still read as eyes.
But I think also they're very used to stage mm-hmm. makeup mm-hmm. and you have to paint differently mm-hmm. for
true.
TV.
Right. Who was saying that? Jinx was saying that a couple last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even Coco Montrese
mm-hmm.
was saying that too. That like her makeup has
why
gotten 10
so
times
orange?
Better. Why are you so orange? that her makeup, you know, she felt like her makeup was horrible for TV. And it's gotten a lot better because, you know, yeah.
They overdo it.
Well, again, she's a comic. So I think that the style of her makeup, not just the amount and the lighting factor,
because I mean, well, Tammy.
But I would like to see her evolve.
When you
it
think about
less.
like a Tammy Brown has kind of like comedy makeup,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but it's not that. I mean, it's still it's done in a way.
I think it's just her makeup
that you can still.
I agree, but I also think Tammy Brown is not as
polished.
Specifically comic.
Oh.
She's quirky.
Yeah.
Whereas Bianca is 37. She's been doing this for a while. She's a comic. And I think, you know, it's just the whole makeup lends to her act.
Well, so is
act.
Girl who, McKenzie, whatever her face was that left last week.
Kelly Mantle.
Yeah.
McKenzie.
See, I don't even care. I care about a lot of these contestants.
Deli Door.
She is not one of them.
Okay. The next one was Trinity.
Trinity
she's
K. Bonet.
Beautiful.
I loved it. And
beautiful,
here's
and
the thing.
That was cool.
Here's the thing. I didn't mind the
pizza box?
Rough. I didn't mind that.
Because
it added...
I thought it looked 10 times better without it.
Yes.
It did, but I think when she first came out, and I'll make a point about this later, is that I thought it didn't look bad. I thought it added to the costume or what she was wearing. But what I liked is that when they were giving critiques... She said that, you know, she wanted to try it out, and then she took it off, and it was kind of like her stepping stone, like a learning experience.
Yeah, evolution.
And that also, jumping ahead, that also was what Milk said. She said, you know, I took a risk. It didn't work out, which I thought her outfit was beautiful. I thought it was amazing.
Why? High jump ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I think aesthetically, like having something like that to cut up the fact that she's wearing like a suit, mm-hmm. like a jumpsuit, I think that worked. But if it didn't look like a third grader science project, yes. it would have been better.
That's what it is.
That's the
thing. It looked cheap.
Yeah. If it didn't,
I thought it was amazing.
But you have to give her points for thinking way outside
yes.
the box.
Yes.
Because she got a princess box, and the first thing I'm thinking is like princess, like you know, Ariel, Cinderella.
Wait, are we talking about
Trinity?
Trinity.
Yes.
Okay. Elizabethan Amidala.
Got it.
Yeah. But she gave very futuristic. Yeah. I'm from China, Japan.
I actually thought
something.
16th century
Amidala.
Yeah. That's what I got
from
you
can go with that.
Amidala.
And I loved it.
But what I liked about her is in Untucked, she talked about that she wanted to serve us what she would do back home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the difference is between, you know, her serving that at home in America is that
we're
America's
watching.
Here to watch.
Right. Yeah.
But then we can appreciate that as we get to see her evolve. Right? Yeah. Just like Tyra.
I think she'll be on for a while because I think she's very creative.
And I asked you guys this question last week is I feel like this was one of her here I am. This is one of my best looks. Do you think she pulled the trigger too early? Who knows what she has left?
This is the Olympics. You got to bring it every time. So there should be one of the best looks that she has, and there still should be more to come.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because a lot of people thought that Raja pulled her trick too early.
But she kept coming.
Raja.
She brought it and going.
She's still, like, even if you see her in other things. Like...
And that, just to talk about that, too, she talked about the evolution for herself. She knew that she was kind of like not as multifaceted as some of the other girls. And she knew her strengths, but she also realized that she was going to evolve with the show. And I can appreciate that as a human being. So.
But you know what? Raja was in her 30s, and she was sick. She was in her 30s when she did the show. And then you have, like, a lot of these young queens who, like, the Magnolia, who 21 years old and is just, you know, new and young and just...
Self-righteous.
When she was on the stage, I felt bad. And I can't remember...
Magnolia's 21?
I think so.
She's 28.
She's 28.
So pretty young.
I do apologize. But I feel as if she acted as if she was 21. And I think...
In drag years, maybe.
I think... Dog ears.
Seattle drag ears.
I think that I lost my train of thought. Okay. Oh, I think that for me is that she, when she was on stage and she was going on the defensive, and I think it was Bianca who said, I was hoping you would just stop talking because you dug that hole kept digging and it was just...
But it's the same kind of thing, and Serena Chacha was much younger, but it's the same, I feel like it's the same kind of thing she did when she wasn't as angry. But she tried to defend her bad creation.
Cha-cha,
but
Fifi.
I can tell if Magnolia was trying to be funny or... Yeah.
I think... no, I think...
You
I
know
think,
what I mean? Like, yeah, I feel like her jokes didn't land. Mm. Like, she just came across as mad.
But as far as the challenge goes, she... From the time she got that box, she was putting herself on the bottom two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she set herself up for, like, failure.
She set herself up all throughout the thing because she also said, I'm that queen that turns trash into... Whatever, something, you know, whatever. And you literally had
a trash box.
Right!
And you should have came out with something that was redonkulous instead of just a bow in your
But
back.
I think that that goes with the whole uniqueness, nerve, and talent. She just didn't have the talent.
She got a lot of nerve.
Or charisma.
But I feel like suddenly she just now looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She's now the angry... defensive, I was only here for exposure queen.
And it showed in the Untucked, and I don't know if you guys watched her after
with Michelle.
I wanted
to watch that.
I couldn't.
It was really, because Michelle was like, well, what else do you have, you know, what else did you pack? And she's like, well, you'll never get to know because unfortunately you didn't get the opportunity.
It's one thing to polarize your audience, but I don't even think she did that. Like, Fifi at least polarized her
audience. Fifi has fans.
Where we're talking about her, what, two seasons later?
Yeah.
Whereas this one, she went home. I probably won't even remember her.
I will not. You'll be like Mackenzie and Mafrafra. I don't know your name anymore.
Girl, I'll remember you, Magnolia.
So, yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like, you're right. There's a certain level of, like, Fifi has a lot of fans. There are a lot of people that are really passionate about Fifi. during our us watching that season, we were not, but that doesn't mean that. She has something and she's doing something right. I don't feel like Magnolia was doing anything right.
And I actually rewatched the when we interviewed her, and you can tell that she learned from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, she's very
and
kind
she
in interviews.
Evolved,
yes.
And it actually made me like her a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
There was someone who commented on iTunes that they wanted. They would have liked to have heard us interviewing queens and things like that. We've done that in the past. We're planning on doing it hopefully
in
the future.
But it runs a little long.
Yeah, but go back and look it up. I mean, there are past shows where we've
especially with
queens.
Willem. That was too
much. Willem. You want to hear a funny show?
And Willem was actually here, which was cool. Yeah. And I was just
he stuck his whole hand in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. He did a lot happened. Of things, and yeah. He said a lot of things. I thought we were going to get fired that night. So back to Darianne Lake.
Lane Bryant. That's the first thing I thought.
Oh, man.
And then I thought Tori.
The thing is, I'm rooting for her. And that's the thing. It's like, I was like, why did you do that? I'm rooting for you. I think you're funny.
Okay, but this has been a trend with all the big girls on Drag Race. They suddenly come to the runway, and it's supposed to be couture, and they are given Jacques Penet or Torrid or Lane Bryant.
Or, I wonder, and I'm just curious.
No offense to big girls.
Well,
Roxy
I
was
wonder,
technically a big girl and still was able to.
But Roxy, I don't think, was as big as.
No.
We talking about big, big girls.
Yeah,
no
and
offense.
I wonder if, girls. I hate to say it, well, I'm going to be real. If she didn't have enough material to cover her entire body. You know what I mean? It's like,
you so little, shit to
no,
get
no, but, little, but listen,
that.
But listen, little
palm trees,
little, we got palm trees
boobies.
And
Kenny's trying to say they didn't give her enough material because she's too big.
Exactly. Whereas Courtney Act had, I'm sure,
excess material,
and she didn't use any of it because she used that body the entire time.
That was one thing that bothered me. Just because even I love her and I expect a lot from her, and it's like even when Willem served body, it was kind of like a Willem did that a lot, but the outfits were still kind of creative. Yeah. I felt like I was like, oh, you could do. I'm sure there are all kinds of crazy things in that box. Like
I think in Untucked, didn't he admit that he doesn't know how to sew?
He didn't know how to sew. It was another one.
It is season 6.
Santino said that. Santino said it in Untucked.
And
I was
Tony
like, yes.
Yelled it last week. Over.
It's season 6
and over.
It's season 6.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Courtney. Her legs are fierce and sickening,
but she has
her
no
abdomen,
ass.
No, her abdomen is a little bit blocked.
But she has no ass. Sorry.
A bad case of no ass though.
Okay, here's a question. Out of all the queens in the past who served body, who do you think
Carmen.
Had the best? Carmen, Willem, or Courtney?
Carmen. Carmen's
Carmen
body.
Then or Carmen now?
Both.
Carmen. Well, Carmen now is sick. Well,
that's the thing. It's like
walking runway girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's but sick. Tranny.
Even then was not.
Even then.
Yeah.
Well, then was, but like.
That's so difficult.
It's very difficult.
Why?
Because
I
feel like they're all.
Because
I
like
all
them
the
all
same,
for different reasons.
They're all in the same ring.
Yeah.
And then Carmen now has kind of an
Courtney
edge.
Courtney is probably the most trade body this season. Mm-hmm. She actually has the nicest male body, I think. And I'm not into twinks or skinny boys at all. But. So I don't know. So again, she has a very blocked
she's actually.
Body.
She thought Milk was cute, wasn't it? Was it Milk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually
I'm
think Courtney
him.
Is cute out of drag.
Oh, Courtney's very
beautiful.
Cute.
Yeah. And the accents, really. Yeah. I think we're done. Oh, Jocelyn.
Milk?
Jocelyn Fox.
Oh.
I liked
that outfit. I know
thought,
it's too
I thought
much.
It was, I thought
it was
very. Because, okay, let's think about it. I mean, I live in North Hollywood, no offense. But you see the folks in their quinceanera dresses and stuff. It looks very like Party Time Madness. So I think to make that high fashion couture, of course she was going to use it. She was going to use every piece of fabric, everything.
maybe for some of our East Coast Latinos or Latinas that maybe they might have that kind of color scheme. But most local Mexicans yeah, here in Los Angeles it. Don't have quinceañera dresses in that type of color.
When she walked out, I thought, spectrum. You hit it. Mm-hmm. If I was to make a quinceañera dress, I would, that's exact. Put more on. You got more rhinestones, put it on. You got that ruffles, put it on.
I loved Michelle's comment where she was like, she used every single material, whereas the other girl didn't use anything in her box. I thought it was hilarious. Just funny. I wasn't too thrilled about the outfit. I just thought it was a bunch of stuff on top of more stuff.
She tailored it for someone who doesn't know how to sew. I thought that there was some tailoring to it. And I think that was the point where Santino and Michelle started to disagree, is because Santino, and again, like, you have to remember that Santino has a clothing background. He knows how to sew. And she was like, basically ragging on her for not knowing how to sew, and Santino was disagreeing with it. And I think it's because it actually looked, whereas the same thing happened last week, it's like you have some outfits that actually looked like the person sewed them, even though they don't know how to sew. It's like fake it till you make it. Yeah. If it looks like you sewed it.
Well, she's the black horse.
Oh, that was terrible.
I love that. The producer was like, you mean dark horse? And she looked back like,
what?
I love the asides this season.
Oh,
yeah.
But her crotch was too low. Sorry.
And milk was the last one.
Milk sickening.
I loved it.
I thought it was great, even with the beard. Because you know who else does that is Matthew Anderson, mm-hmm. who does the makeup for Rue. Mm-hmm. Every time you see Matthew Anderson, he still has his beard, but he has fierce makeup. Mm-hmm. Some sort of, it's very like that. It's not androgynous, but it's we don't know what it is.
I don't know if I was too taken. Is it Fu Manchu?
Yeah,
is that what it's called? I don't think I wasn't bothered by it, but I wasn't like, outfit was amazing.
Take the beard and the thing she had on her head off, and that would have been straight up runway couture.
Yeah.
Talking couture, not pretty drag queen.
Right.
That literally was a sick outfit.
It was, except for the beard drove me crazy, only because they clocked Alaska for the same thing so many times. Like that one time where she wore the boy outfit and stuff.
Well,
like,
that's because she was completely out of drag.
Right.
Completely, mm-hmm. And like she decided to be a boy.
There was another one where where she came out as Monet, the singer,
Janelle Monet.
That's right.
And literally,
Milan.
Yeah, and it was just like, you know, this is Drag Race. This is not like we're drag queens, not drag kings.
With or without the beard, she's
and
still
the beard
in top
looks
three.
Floppy too. Like you could see the glue on it. That was something that bothered
really?
Me.
Really, I actually could see a little bit of that.
I see spirit gum.
She's still top three.
Yeah.
I think
the top four overall were in this group.
Yeah, I would say so.
If you look at it. I don't see much competition from the other group. April. I really don't.
I know our fans hate Adore, but I like her. So
I like Adore.
She'll be around. So the winner of the challenge, I have to consult my notes. Bianca Del Rio. I actually thought Trinity should have won. I was a little split.
I think they were really taken
by
tailoring.
I think they took her. They clocked her for having the thing around her neck. She should have won.
I thought she was the clear.
Trinity had the best shaped body. Her body was shaped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever padding she's using is perfect. It was on point. That ass is banging.
And then Darianne and Magnolia, bottom two.
Oh.
It was clear who won that though. Oh, Magnolia checked out. And she didn't even know the words. That bothers me so much.
And again, she checked out long before
they even
started.
I feel like she checked out when she opened that box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she was
completely
even before
gave up.
That, when they were handing out the box, she was like, oh, fuck.
She didn't know the words, like, visibly. Like, some people try and, like, make it seem like they know the words. There was no.
And here's my other, and I was telling my coworker this earlier, is that they are given the song beforehand. Mm-hmm.
They're listening to, like, if you notice when they're working,
they're listening to
they have their little headset in. So
there's no excuse.
That was a boring end. Real quick, I just wanted to make a comment about Santino, and he kind of overchuckled when Rue made a reference to Party and Play.
It was also a reference to Poppers too. Mm. That was pretty fun.
And
all
the pit crew laughed.
Yeah.
Just a quick shout out for one of our Twitter followers, Bobby Hensley.
Oh, hey, Bobby.
Hi.
Bobby.
He asked who we thought would be in All Stars now that they've announced All Stars.
Well, that was in our news and gossips. Hey,
I'm
Bobby.
Sorry.
Bobby.
Bobby, I love you!
So that's a good question. Who should be? Who's your pick?
I think it's gonna be. Raja. Wait, do we put more than
you
one?
Can come
you pick whoever you want.
I think Shangela. I think Angina.
I think
Fifi.
I think Willem.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Willem will come back to redeem herself.
I really hope
and
Willem's
turn up.
Yeah.
That's all I have for now.
My two are Willem and Angina, but. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would love to see Shangela back too. Actually,
well, maybe Alaska
thinking
too.
About it.
And Raven,
Alaska.
Oh, okay,
yes.
I don't think
Roxy Raven.
I'm
and they don't do
Raven.
I want
that.
Raven to come back and actually win this.
No,
time.
Raven. Nice. Raven and I talked. And,
AfterBuzz.
Sure.
Okay.
Raven and I talked, and we were like, I was like, if you walked in, I mean, the other queens would really be like, okay, like,
we'll
just hand
up.
It to her.
Right. Yeah. Well, obviously they don't pick the winners anymore. Actually, that would be a good one. I think we talked about the losers, the first losers to make a show out of that. They should do a winners, like get
all the
winners and see who's the best of the
all
best.
All stars of the all stars.
Best of the best.
Okay.
So Magnolia loses. No surprise.
I will say I feel bad that she has been depicted like this.
I don't.
But she said she just wanted airplay, and if you're going to choose this persona to be your persona for just wanting airplay, it's rather abrasive, and you're not winning any fans that way.
I think Bianca said it, asked her in the Untucked if she is only saying that just because she knows that she's going
maybe,
home.
Maybe, but it's now in the annals of history.
She should have said it the way Trinity Bonet told her to say it. That was very pageant. Clean it up. Make it sound real good.
But she's not a pageant.
Roya, stop yelling.
She's holding up signs and... Like,
she's trying to...
News and gossip.
News and gossip.
Now you get it.
So we've already established that there is a season 2 of All Stars. We don't know, unless Tony knows, because Tony knows everything. We don't know when if there's audition, well, there won't be auditions.
There won't be auditions.
They're just going to choose. We don't know when that's going to go down and take place. So if you
and I know nothing as of right now.
Lies.
As of right
but
now.
He will
ask him tomorrow.
Ask him tomorrow.
Ask it him.
There's also the Pit Crew has their own web series.
Miles. Ooh.
That airs.
Work, Mary.
That airs on Thursdays.
Work, Mary.
So look for that on logotv.com. And I just realized that. Oh, I read that Simon, the other new Pit Crew, was on The Real World.
Real World Paris.
Paris.
Oh,
he was
I
the
did not
twink
see that one.
On that. It was like, 10, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Looking good. Oh, and then lastly, the Oscars took place last week.
Jared Leto.
Dallas Buyers Club, big winner. Jared Leto and
that
Matthew
was a really
McConaughey
good movie.
Won. And I think I think that film is very important for the LGBT community.
This guy.
It's a really important movie. Also, 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture. Lupita Nyong'o for Supporting Actress. And John Ridley.
And that's okay. Just a real quick shout out for that. Leave the girl alone. Just because she played a slave, people play butlers, it's still her craft. Cut her some slack.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
And she was amazing.
Stuff about, there we go again.
Yeah.
That's just too much.
I think it's an important film, and I think people should go and see it. It's a really...
Or don't. But
really
shut up
amazing,
about, shut up about
it. Amazing film. Are you done?
Jeez.
And that's it for News and Gossip.
Yay, Roya!
And and now we're going to move into our predictions.
Ooh. Yes, now with all
now,
the girls out.
Yeah, we got 12.
And here they are on my notes.
We have 12 girls. What are we expecting
How
for next
picking?
Week?
Top three?
Oh yeah, let's pick a top. Well, let's do two. Let's do
top two.
Top two.
Top two.
Pick top. Okay. You can pick your top three. Go for it. Just start.
Oh me?
Yeah, yeah.
Trinity, April, Courtney.
Top three. Okay.
Yeah.
Tony.
I'm gonna say Courtney, Adore, Trinity.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I'm gonna say Courtney. Notice you'll have Courtney. I'm gonna say Courtney.
You haven't heard mine yet.
Milk.
Interesting.
And Adore. And I think, and I know so many of our fans just don't like Adore, but I think they're going to try and do that whole, I feel like Adore is like, well, I think Laganja will make it far. And I think that people will feel the way they felt about Fifi, the way they feel about Adore.
Interesting. I think my top three would be Trinity, Bianca, and Courtney Act. Thank you for watching. Where can they find you?
At 123Jackie_B on Twitter, at 123Jackie.
We'll let Tony go last because he's the longest. Go ahead, Cameron.
Tom Makava 777.
And I'm at KAYSEEH25.
Wait, and are you back on Twitter?
Yes, no. He is.
I will be back on Twitter by tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So that's where you can find me. And finally,
at Lounging with Tony.
on all
social
platforms.
Media platforms, including my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Thanks again for watching us, for joining us. Watch us on YouTube, comment, download us on iTunes, and we're out. See you next week. Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.